Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
What's going on, CEOs? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, we're going to be talking about delegating work, automating and delegating depending on what situation you are in front of. These two simple words are going to change your business and help you grow it at a pace that you've never thought possible. I have seen a lot of people that I've coached going from 3 or 4 years of stagnation, they were not able to grow their business at all, to getting to heights that they've never thought possible in just a few months. And the reason why is because they were finally able to understand that their job was not to be the player on the field, but rather the person that actually trains the team and stays outside. You know, the coach of the team stays outside the field, doesn't play the game that much, but is just as instrumental to the success of the game, of the business in this case, right? So we want you to think about yourself as a coach. The quote that I have created or that I wrote was, effective delegation is the key to scaling any business. And I want to really talk about the different types of tasks that you can delegate. So for example, let's use my agency as an example. Let's say you are a freelancer in this case, and you do freelance copywriting, all right? And you know that you can charge quite a bit of money now because you have a lot of experience. But the problem is that there's only so many days in a week that you can work. And even then, the quality of the work is going to, you know, decrease over time if you're working constantly and trying to create amazing copy. It's not going to work. You know that very well. If you do a 60-hour week writing copy for 60 hours, you know you're going, your mind is going to explode. And towards the end, you're not going to write good copy. People are not going to like your work. And that's why you need to slow down. But then if you slow down, you don't get paid as much, right? So what I want you to do here is this example is to find the right people. So I want you to spend about 25% of your week writing and 75% of the week finding great copywriters and help them write just as good as you can, all right? And be the mentor in this relationship. I want you to not necessarily be the mentor as in help them achieve what you're doing, but I want you to train them the way that you were trained yourself. Teach them the things you know so that they can sound like you when they're right. Right? That's the most important thing. Find someone that can do the job just as good as you can and help them get to that level. And once you do that, now you have two people writing for you, and then you can hire the third one and then the fourth one. And then what you can do is simply get everyone on the same page, working on several different projects, and then be the person that makes sure that the writing is correct. Right? When I think about this is, you know, Versace or any other big designer that you can think of. They started as designers themselves, but the majority nowadays, once it turns into a firm, into a big business, they don't do the designs themselves. They hire people to do their design, and then they are at the end of the process of the product creation process. They go there and just make sure that everything is on par with the quality of their brand. And when it is, then they approve it and it goes to market. I want you to do the same thing. I want to find a team of people, hire these people, train them the right way so that they represent your brand, get them to work several hours, bring the work back to you, and then you vet the work. And if it's good, then it goes to your clients. Just imagine how many more clients you could take on. And I can use the same strategy with several different business models. So if you want to keep on asking, if you want to ask questions about how this type of technique can fit your business model, email me at deniero@deniero.com, and I will answer to you right away. If you are watching this video on LinkedIn, DM me and I can help you do that as well, or even on Instagram. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode, and until next time, talk to you later.